If you do not already know this, I'm telling you this now, I am a foodie. This is my second homily revolving around food in all of my life. But I love good food and I cook good food. But I'm not the first one to do this. But you can always use food to explain spiritual realities. And sometimes when I'm cooking, I say to myself, that can be a good point for a homily. Today's one of those days. But I'm not the first one to use food to talk about spiritual realities. Heaven in the scriptures is described as a banquet, as a feast. So Isaiah would say, for example, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and choice wines. Now, as a foodie, I get it. Jesus, the last thing he did before he went up to the cross was have a meal with his disciples. We call it the Last Supper. And then Jesus said to his disciples, do this in memory of me. And here we are. This is a meal. Jesus used food to talk about religious realities. You are the salt of the earth. Now I'm going to use food today to talk about the Trinity. More specifically, Indian food. St. Patrick used the shamrock, and I use food. Now, more specifically, Indian food, and why Indian cuisine? See, Indian cooking is very complex. And the complexity does not lie so much in other things except, see, we use an extensive range of herbs and spices in our cooking, and the cooking is also in the process. The complexity is in the process. People often ask me, can I use some curry powder? Do you have curry powder? I said, that is not Indian. Curry powder is for Britishers who couldn't understand the complexity of Indian cooking. Curry has nothing to do with India. Curry for us means anything with gravy, but this curry spice, we don't use it. In any case, onion, ginger, garlic. Don't talk to an Indian without these three things. If you love an Indian, give them onions, ginger, and garlic every day. We are happy. It's so important. At one time, the price of onions skyrocketed in India, and an elected government fell. This is real. I was a young guy, right? So these three things, onion, ginger, and garlic, you take these and you saute it in some wholesome oil. And that's where it all begins. Without these three things, there's no Indian cooking. And then you add the spices and the herbs that go in. But you have to do it in a certain way. But here's the deal with Indian cooking. The blend of these three things, and then the spices go in, the blend creates a uniquely new flavor. So if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you may say, I want ginger chicken and garlic chicken. We Indians don't talk like that, because it's not about one flavor dominating. Go to a Thai restaurant, you want basil chicken or, you know, basil fried rice or, are you hungry, by the way? I'm hungry now. Basil fried rice or you have Will puts peanuts on his food and we think, oh, it's Thai food, right? All that. That's not Indian. If one of the spices dominate, that's really not good cooking. And if you take one of those spices away, this thing tastes like something different than what you intended to do. So the complexity of Indian cooking is the blending of these herbs and spices to create a completely unique new flavor. That is what the Trinity is like. Three persons, onion, ginger, garlic, Father, Son, Spirit. They come together and blend in such a beautiful way that it creates a uniquely new identity that we know as the Trinity. The Father and the Son and the Spirit, they have to work in unison. So from creation, the Father created all of creation through the Holy Spirit, but in Jesus Christ. And how beautiful is it? Look at the world. That's how beautiful the blending of these three creates. The entire work of salvation, the Father sent Jesus. Jesus came to fulfill the Father's wish. And the Father sent the Holy Spirit so Jesus could do what he was meant to do, to have the strength and the courage. And then Jesus takes upon the Holy Spirit, fulfills the Father's mission and goes back to the Father, but leaves the Holy Spirit for us. See, this blending in creation and in salvation of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, this entire business looks like a good Indian dish. That's the Trinity there for you. But it has implications for us. And here are my three practical implications for today. So when we are baptized, each one of us is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. In other words, for us Catholics, folks, the Trinity is at the core of our personal and our communal life. It's at the core, it's at the center. Without the Trinity, we might as well shut the doors. Let's go home. The Trinity is at the core of who we are. We begin everything and end everything in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Our life and our Christian life, our day and our night, our waking and our sleeping, our worship and our prayer, our work and our leisure, we begin and end in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies and the ones we love, our health and our illness, our life and our death, our homes and all we possess, we mark it in the name of the Trinity. And we do so because we believe that God is Trinity. But we also do this because by our baptism, we are invited to blend our lives with the Father, Son, and the Spirit. So you know all those spices that go into the onion, ginger, and garlic? Those three things? That's us. We are the spices that are invited now to blend with the Father, Son, and the Spirit. Our lives, because we are marked with the Trinity, our lives must blend in a beautiful flavor with that of God. And our lives must mingle so well with the Trinity. Our lives must mingle so well with the Trinity that it tastes like a good Indian food. Flavorful. First implication. Second, blending with the Trinity means that our life has the flavor of the Trinity. So very rarely, I'll go to an Indian restaurant. People ask me, which restaurant should I go to? And I say to them, doesn't matter, it's all the same. And when I go to the Indian restaurant, I'm very frustrated. The reason I'm frustrated is because food here, Indian food here, and Indian food in my country tastes very different. This food is made for the American palate. And every time I go, I say, this just doesn't taste like the real thing. It's not like how I make it at home. right? In other words, for something to be genuine, it needs to be that. And with food, food is not only about the taste. Those who don't have a sense of smell don't taste food the same way. Food should smell good, it should taste good, it should look good. When it doesn't, it disappoints. A Christian must have the flavor of the Trinity. A Christian must smell like the Trinity. A Christian must look like the Trinity. A Christian must taste like the Trinity. And sometimes Christians don't taste like that. Just like the good stuff, sometimes what I say is missing in an Indian restaurant food, sometimes the selflessness is missing. Sometimes the self-giving is missing. Sometimes the love is missing, or the compassion is missing, or the mercy is missing, or the peace is missing, or the commitment and fidelity to one another is missing, or the generosity and the kindness is missing. It's not just authentic stuff. Or sometimes, and you know this, if you put too much salt, what food tastes like? When you go to an Indian food, Indian restaurant, you may say, oh my gosh, this is too spicy for me. That's because there's too much chili powder. And sometimes Christian life is like that. There's too much anger, too much hate, too much prejudice. There's too much judgment, there's too much condemnation, too much self-righteousness, there's too much rejection, lust, greed, pride, and enmity. A Christian like that tastes like Indian food that is not only spicy hot, but also burnt. And it's not good. A Christian must smell, taste, and look like the Trinity. Thirdly, this has implications for the family and for our church. A mother called me the other day in tears, just bawling. She said to me that her son was slowly pulling himself away from the family. And she couldn't understand it. She was weeping because she knows that that is not how they raised him. They gave him love, they gave him security, they gave him a good home. And her heart aches because she and her husband gave the family their all. Like God, like the Trinity. Those of your parents, you've done this, right? You've given it till it hurts. That's the Trinity. What she hopes to get back simply in return is the same love that she gave to this child. You and I get that, right? So every person in the family has to play their part and blend like the spices to make this thing called the beautiful family. A family depends on every person blending together to create this uniquely beautiful thing, like the Trinity. And that's the calling of every Christian home, every Christian family. One person pulls away, just tastes like a bad dish. And so for any reason, if there's anybody here who is being a bad spice, come on, blend. That's what the Trinity calls us to. If you're not doing your part, let's do it. This is true also of the parish. Do you know they say that only 26% of Catholics think that it is necessary to participate in Mass every Sunday? 26% of Catholics believe that it is necessary to participate in Mass every Sunday. Well, the point is, if this is supposed to be a beautiful dish, there's somebody missing. It's by missing church, it's not about the fact that you are not there, it's the fact that the church is not complete. This body is missing something. And so both in our families and in our parish, we are called to be a people that think about this big picture. It's not just about me. It's about all of us coming together to create something beautiful, and that is the Trinity. Folks, this Mass would not be possible without the Trinity, isn't it? The Father sends the Holy Spirit to transform the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And then we come and we receive the body of Christ in our hands, the work of the Trinity. And just like in today's gospel reading, what does Jesus say? Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So what is Jesus saying to us? Please go and smell like the Trinity. Please go to the world, and when you go home, go to your workplaces, please taste like the Trinity. Please look like the Trinity. Because we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. People of God said, please rise and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.